to read the document. When I first read it, I read the executive summary, and then I started the document. It was like reading the executive summary all over again. Well, I've read this. Is that repeated there? So it needs to be something that's really going to entice me. Oh, yes, I'm going to want to get into it.
Can I just respond, though, only because it's been raised sort of a number of times, is we did from the feedback, because this was mentioned at the last meeting, I think,
yeah.
And so we have actually had a sort of three-pager produced to put that sort of creativeness to it, about creating a more concise articulation, if you like, that could be used probably with a much broader range of audience, as well as it being more digestible maybe to ministers. We didn't circulate that with this because we think, although we completely recognise that we need to do it, I don't think we need to do it right now. I think we need to do it sort of at the next, sort of when we've got that really crisp, we've got it maybe a bit crisper than we have, maybe. So we have had a go at that based on the feedback last time. And it was a very useful exercise, because I think it from our point of view, we had someone else's take on what the strengths of the what the articulation was, which was really useful for us to reflect on as well. We didn't share that. We can. I don't think it's of much value now. But so we have done that. But I think the value of the exercise has shown that we absolutely will do that once we're at the sort of next iterations, when we've got a bit more of the punchy detail in there.
So, Colette.
Thanks. So I'm probably going to reiterate something that people have already said, but just to say that somebody who's quite new to the conversations around the table about the federated areas and everything, actually I think the document does a really brilliant job of describing what unites us. So well done for that, around the coastal and the UK gateway, etc. So that's really brilliant. Thank you as well, because I know you came to the skills advisory panel, and I can see some of the feedback directly that's been fed into that. But just to one note that I know that they would like me to say is around the opportunities of London are articulated, but they felt very strongly that there was also a challenge, particularly around the brain drain and skills being... And I think that they would like me to say that it would be good not to miss the opportunity to acknowledge that that's a challenge. Also, from the creative industry side of things, the CKN, I know, fed in really a lot already, and I've got a document here that I think they've sent to you. But again, just some of the flavour of the creative industries throughout the document would be really good, and I think would really help, particularly around things like the attraction strategy, bringing that to life, describing a little bit more detail around how creative and technology and the R&D side of things, just putting a little bit meat on the bones in the narrative, would be really good. And then I know you just explained about the summary, but with the creative industries in mind, we've got so many brilliant writers, copywriters, and actually fresh eyes on a document at the very end is a really good idea. And I just, it's a plea really to sort of utilise some of that skill from externally.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good. I think that, thank you, Colette. I think that concludes. So no,
please, Chris, if I may.
So
Chris, I'm sorry, I need one other point. I thought it was going to be raised elsewhere. Just really on the whole business of levelling up, I think we need to be quite careful in our greater southeast ambitions. It seems to me our particular quadrant of the southeast has much more deprivation, or many more deprivation issues than the northwest quadrant, if you like, and than central London. Great, we need to work together and act with them. But we need to keep making the point, as well as how important it is for us to be a gateway, that we need to level up as well to the rest of the southeast of England and the nation.
Exactly.
And I think that, not sure that comes across. I think it's great that we do this collaborative work. There's also the point that we have issues and special problems of our own, which need to be addressed almost independently of that.
Great, okay. Thank you very much, Graham. Sorry, Carol, last
just
word.
One more. It was on the R&D and the low... spend of university.
Yes.
I think we have to strengthen the language around that to say it's. We submit huge numbers of applications. The majority of those applications that are successful go up the next. So it's not that we're not spending, we're not getting the funding, really, compared to the number of applications that we're submitting. So something around that compared with the Midlands and the North, that actually our success rate, and it's not because they're not big, strong bids, because feedback is brilliant. It's just you look at it and you see where the funding's going.
Yeah, it's a good point. Okay, Helen, I hope that gives you enough to be working with. Thank you very much.
Can I first, what's the next step?
Well, the next step is, we're going to, this is really just an opportunity to take stock along the way. Clearly, at the next meeting, which is the end of March, there'll be a further opportunity, and there'll be a further redraft from that, hopefully taking the comments that we've had over the course of the last few months, and including today. And I hope by the end of March, the timetable for the final steps around the list from the government will be clearer. Can't guarantee that.
It might be, because of the importance of this document. Yeah. Don't leave it till 1 week before the next meeting.
No.
Maybe get that out, say, 2 weeks before, so we all have good time to get some tricky care.
No, that's a good point. Okay. Thank you very much. Helen, thanks very much. So, the next item is on the communication strategy. We'll be launching a new strategy. So Zoe is here to do it. Zoe, our communications guru.
I have to do it.
Okay, so thank you, Chris. So for anyone in the room who doesn't know me, my name is Zoe Gordon, and my role is business engagement and communications for the South East LEP. So I'm just going to talk for a few minutes about the comms strategy and protocols. So I'll start with